You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We bless the name of the Lord for this day. It's another Friday, the beginning of the weekend, and it's our custom to pray and fast on every Friday, glorious Friday. Our theme has been from Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, that he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. And our theme has been Stand Out. Now, today's title is Pray for One Another to See God's Glory Revealed. We're still on that title. And the subtitle is Pray for Grace to Be a Good Team Player. We're going to continue. This is the second time we're touching on this, and so we're going to continue from where we left off the last time we met to pray. Our opening scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25, which says or reads, "Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us." No matter how far we've come, no matter what we've been able to achieve by the grace of God in the kingdom of heaven, or in even for the kingdom of heaven, or for, let's say, our lives, no matter how far we've come in life, it's all by the grace of God, and for which we ought to constantly pray for one another. Prayer must be our daily habit, and not just praying, but specifically praying for one another. Now, our keynotes in recapping, we looked at the truth that God has a plan, and that plan requires a team. We looked at scriptures such as Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, two are better than one, and also Genesis 2:18, it's not good for the man to be alone. And also, we realized that to not be alone requires being a good team player. And then we started looking at examples of effective teams in scripture, that we would be inspired by these, or we would see in which ways it applies to be a good team player, to learn from it, and to pray for God's grace to be good team player. So in continuing from number 3, we see that Paul and Silas and Timothy in Acts 16:1-3, reading, "Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him." So we see that from this point, Timothy and Paul in combination embarking on kingdom projects, For the success of any kingdom project, you need to have a formidable team, an effective team like Jesus had. So we've seen like Moses and Aaron, teamwork for kingdom projects come to Jesus. Also, same with disciples. And here we see continuation of it, Paul, Timothy. Now, Also, we see in point four, Nehemiah and the builders. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, also on kingdom projects, we read, so built we the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Now the walls of Jerusalem had been destroyed through invasion. And now Nehemiah in a heathen land with permission and support from the king now comes back to build the wall, but he couldn't do it alone. There were people who joined forces with him. And you know, we read in Ecclesiastes 4 that if one fall and he be alone, who will help him up? Here in this case, Nehemiah faced opposition from people like Tobias, Sambalat, and yet he had a team who were working with him, and they were able to overcome all the opposition and the resistance, and they succeeded. And you see in the end, he says, so built we the wall. Yes, he led. He came up with the idea and pioneered it, but eventually you find here, we. God starts with one, eventually you have a family. He starts with one, but eventually you have a family, because he always has a family or a team in mind, though he may start with one. And we find that lesson here. We see also David and his mighty men in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachonites that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. Let me remind you that this is not fictitious. It's not the Avengers Endgame, or it is not Captain Planet. This is real, very real, true story. And David, everybody knows David because of Goliath. Probably without Goliath, we may not know David that much. But the start of David's story, the beginning page, is very, very exciting. And because of that, we know him. But from this portion of scripture, just take some time to read 2 Samuel 23, and you will see some fantastic display of strong will and dependence on God, where the mighty men of David, doing mighty men of valor, doing mighty things. As you saw here, one man, Adino. You can name your child after your son after that. Adino. Adino the Esnite lift up his spear against not two, not three, 800. You can count one by one, 800. And not 800 women. Not 800 children. Adino lift up his spear against 800 soldiers, and he conquered them all. And you see, all these mighty men were in David's team. And then you can imagine, I don't think anybody would want to stand in the face of such a mighty team coming. So David, regardless of his conquests, had a mighty team. The Lord grants us strong and mighty teams. Teams that don't give excuses. Teams that rise up to the occasion. Amen. Teams that take territories. Not teams that chicken out, you know. Sometimes I'm team members. Let's do this. So this one too, is it possible? When you have such people in a team, I mean, you will never get anything done. Because every time, look at it, then these kind of people are the people who were in Joshua and Caleb's team, the 12 that went to spy on Jericho. Is it Jericho? the 12 spies, they went to spy on Jericho and see what 10 of them came to see. So we are like grasshoppers in their faces. It's very sad. And when you have such team members, you will never do anything mighty. The Lord deliver us from any such team members in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Team members who have possibility mindset. They say, oh, we will do this. We will take Jericho. We will conquer. You say, oh, you take just rest and leave this to me. Just leave it to me. And then they just deal with the matter. That is the kind of team members we are talking about. And if you want to have such team members, it means you yourself, you ought to be such a team member that when you have the opportunity to be in a team, you say, oh, leave it to me and let me handle it. The Lord be our strength in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to share a last example. The rest will take them later. The early church in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and 44. It reads, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Acts chapter 2. Acts 2. 42 to 44. Let me add the 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Fantastic. From the 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And look at the outcome. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And watch another outcome. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. That is contentment right there. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And watch this. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I think that we should do a study on this. And then we see before the Lord adding daily, before the signs and the wonders that were done by the apostles, what were the factors that were in there? We cannot cut corners. We ought to be very careful. There are things we need to do. There must be togetherness. And the togetherness was not for playing ampi, or for playing snake and ladders and ludo, or for lottery gambling, not for selling of oil. But the gathering of together, there were things that were categorically put there that they were doing, praying together, sharing with one another, not divisions and selfish motives and selfish agenda in there, but all of them with one mind, one accord, doing things together, all for the glory of the Lord, not for personal gain. And once they were doing that, the Lord kept, you could see that these were a group of people who had devoted themselves to the Lord, and they looked different. Everything was clear about them that they were different. And the Lord also watered them daily with more. Our generation, we need to do a lot of introspection, examine our motives. You say we join music ministries, we must examine our motives. When it's becoming difficult for togetherness, one of the key reasons, I wouldn't say the only reason, but one of the key reasons there is because of selfish motives. Not being team players, not thinking about the team, but thinking about just ourselves, our album, our song, my song, my album, my track, my instrument, my choir, my rehearsal, my time, my this, all either I, it's all about me, it's for just I, and those things will always cause problems. And when we are not effective team players, and we are unable to get others to also be effective team players, if we all fail in that, there are levels of success that the Lord desires for us, yet it will keep eluding us. But in the name of Jesus, this will not be our story. Amen. And today we are going to pray that as we yield ourselves to be effective team players, the Lord would also bring our way effective team players. But before that, if you haven't given your life to Christ, please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne. Thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today I surrender my life completely to you. I repent from my sins. I turn away from my old ways. Today I open up my heart. Come and live in my heart. Be my Lord. Be my King forever and ever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that by the leading of your Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wherever you are praying right now, the Lord, as I serve in the ministry, please help me to be an effective team player, and also bring helpers, people who are also effective team players, so that we can succeed with your work in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Please declare to me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Thank you for this revelation about praying for one another.
I thank you for this revelation.
Please forgive me for each time I condemned others.
Please forgive me for each time
instead of praying for them.
Instead of praying for them.
I repent from today.
I repent from today.
Please help me, Holy Spirit.
Please help me, Holy Spirit.
Today I commit my fellow brothers and sisters into your hands.
Today I commit my fellow brothers and sisters into your hands.
Please provide grace for us to live lives of victory through the revelation of your word.
Please provide grace for us to live lives of victory through the revelation of your
word. To be good team players everywhere we serve.
To be good team players everywhere we serve.
Everywhere we associate or fellowship.
Everywhere we associate or fellowship.
To keep our thoughts stayed on you.
To keep our thoughts stayed on you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please, let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
And you, Nyanka, Nidi. Nyanka, Nidi.
If you gave your life to Christ today, contact us via email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.